Today's Q106 Morning Show with Jackson and Steph.
Happy 1 year anniversary, Jackson!
Happy anniversary, dear. Yes.
So we are giving you a gift on our anniversary, a beautiful necklace from Goodman's Jewelers. We're playing around a Good Samaritan, and Ashley from Sun Prairie is our Good Samaritan. She has that necklace in her hand, but she's going to hear three other people's stories on why they are a Good Samaritan, why they deserve this beautiful necklace, and then she has the hard choice. Does she keep it for herself? Or give it to one of these three other contestants.
Are you okay with that pressure, Ashley?
Yeah.
Okay. I know it's a lot to carry, but I think we picked you for a reason because you sound like the perfect person for this. All right, so we're going to start here with Steve. Steve from Barneveld is going to be the first person up. Steve, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay, you're on with Ashley and Jackson and Steph. So tell us why it is you deserve to have this beautiful piece of jewelry from Goodman's Jewelers.
Well, Good Samaritan, I guess, is an everyday chore or everyday privilege. I'm a volunteer firefighter, and I hold doors open for people, and just, like, I'll go out and rake leaves for older citizens in my community, you know, things like that. I think is just not just an every or just a once-in-a-lifetime thing. It's an everyday thing to try to make our world, our lives better for everybody. And ourselves included.
Okay.
Beautiful, Steve.
All right, we're going to put you back on hold. I mean, heck, he could have stopped at volunteer firefighter.
Wow.
You know, that's great. That's a great story.
Yes.
We know that we have other ones on here with great stories.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Dawn, you on with us?
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, Dawn. All right, go ahead and tell our Good Samaritan, Ashley, what makes you a good person, why you deserve this beautiful piece of jewelry from Goodman's Jewelers.
Well, my mom was diagnosed with COPD 5 years ago. And my brothers and sisters all have jobs, so I was the only one that could actually take care of her full time. So I would go and I would take care of her and get her needs and stuff along with hospice. And then just recently on a couple nights ago on the 10th, mom passed. And this would be perfect for my memory of my mom.
Oh, John, we're so sorry to hear all of that.
Yeah, very giving selflessly and taking care of your mom. And thank you for sharing that with us. We can hear how emotional that is for you. And we're gonna put you back on hold, dear, okay? All right, hang tight with us.
All right, that was Dawn.
Okay.
All right, Jackson, you're up next. Jackson from New Glarus. Share your story with our Good Samaritan, Ashley, on why you deserve this necklace.
Well, it's hard going last after all those people talking about.
There's a lot of pressure. Yeah.
But I have been in the Army National Guard in Wisconsin for about 6 years now.
Wow.
So that's probably one of the best things I've ever done in my life. But I was going to say that for the past 5 years that I've been with my wife, I always clean off her car when it snows.
Oh, this is
that is so sweet.
My wife's voting for you right now if she had a vote.
See, it's so simple things, right?
She hasn't had to clean off her own car in probably 5 years.
You know, also,
oh my gosh,
you know, you said you've been in
Jackson.
The Army National Guard since you were for 6 years. You're 24. That means you went right out of high school into that, correct?
I was actually still in high school. It was 2 months after I turned 17. So,
all right,
cool.
Okay, Jackson.
Okay.
Thank you for sharing that.
All right.
Okay, hang on. Now, Ashley, you have a lot to digest here. We heard from Steve, a Barneveld volunteer firefighter. He rakes leaves for his other neighbors. He holds the door open for others.
Yeah, we've got Dawn, whose mom was sick. Mm-hmm. She was the only one in the family that could take care of her. Mom recently passed away. It'd be nice to have a memento and something to think about, a little bit of bright light after a gloomy couple of days.
And then Jackson, we just heard from Army National Guard for 6 years, and doing simple things in life like keeping his wife happy by wiping off her car every day in the winter for 5 years of their marriage.
Not going to lie, I wish I would have married Jackson. That's a pain in the butt. So we're going to give you a few moments to think. Then we're going to talk to you about why you are a Good Samaritan and why you should have this, because your opinion matters as well, and you matter as a person as well. Today's Q106 Morning Show with Jackson and Steph.
All right, we are on with Good Samaritan, gifting you a beautiful necklace from Goodman's Jewelers in celebration of our 1 year anniversary together. Jackson and Steph, woohoo, we made it a year!
Yes, you made it a year. You have to deal with me every single day, and I apologize for that.
It's been a blast so far.
Yeah, Steph made me cry on our podcast today.
It was good.
Listen, just text podcast to 608-321-1063 and we cry like a big baby.
I know.
But So we're doing a Good Samaritan game where we have four contestants on, and we have one person we picked as the Good Samaritan. The three contestants were telling why it is they deserve to get this beautiful lady's 10-carat yellow gold diamond and cultured freshwater pearl necklace from our friends at Goodman's Jewelers.
All right. So Ashley in Sun Prairie is our Good Samaritan. She heard the other three contestants' stories. And Ashley, now it's your turn. Let's hear what makes you a Good Samaritan and then your decision on if you're keeping the necklace or if you're giving it to one of the three contestants.
I wanted to give the necklace to my mom because, honestly, she's one of the best people I've ever met. And she's on the board for a nonprofit. She took my grandma in after she had a car accident and took care of her. And my grandma passed about 2 years ago. And my mom just taught, like, she's my hero and taught me to, like, always give to others, which is the whole reason when he said I was a Good Samaritan, I knew I had to give it away. Because my mom, I wanted to give it to her, and, oh, if she knew I could give it to other people instead gave it to her, I'd be in so much trouble.
Oh, my gosh, Ashley.
Your mom did a great job of raising you.
What's your mom's name?
Terry.
Terry?
Yep.
All right. Well, Terry, you're an amazing mom. Yes. You raised an amazing daughter. And Ashley.
And I'll tell you this. Your mom already has a gift. She has you for a daughter. You can't. All the jewelry in the world can never replace that. So you know that for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, definitely. So our next question then, obviously, is which person are you giving it to? Jackson, Dawn, or Steve?
Okay. Well, just due to the story, I wish I could give it to all three of them, honestly, because I really respect people in the Army and firefighters, and my mom always told me to respect them. But with my mom taking care of my grandma, and I actually, at the time, gave up my job to take care of my grandma part-time, too, because my mom still worked and was only working part-time. So I have to give it to Dawn. It was a special place in my heart because it was like I've been there and I know my mom's been there and she would want her to have something to remember her mom by.
Dawn, we have you on right now. What do you think of Ashley giving that to you?
That's the kindest thing I've heard. Thank you so very much.
That
means so much to me.
I'm just glad I can give it to you because I've been there. And I know what it's like. And my grandma was like my biggest inspiration besides my mom. And they're both my heroes. And I'm just glad I can give it to you.
Thank you. It's been a long, hard struggle. And my family and I totally, totally appreciate this.
Oh, I'm so sorry for your loss.
No, thank you.
And she's proud looking down on you.
Oh, my gosh. I just want to give you all a big group hug right now.
Yes.
Ashley and Dawn, you both are amazing women, and we're so happy. I'm so glad we decided to give somebody a gift on our anniversary.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Thank you so
You guys are amazing. Yes, thank you so much
happy
for
the anniversary.
Yes. Thank you for the happy anniversary.
This is what we love about radio, putting people together, connecting with people and doing this. And thank you so much for making our anniversary so special. We really appreciate it.
The Today's Q106 Morning Show.
Every morning.
They're funny and it's entertaining in the morning.